Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Got to find a way to get my stand-up out there more, because I'm noticing a lot of my colleagues in stand-up, Will, are getting booked like crazy. Well, and I need to get booked.
Well, I told you, and I understand your hesitancy. You were telling me about a bit that you were that you had put out there. And that,
I'm getting ready to post it.
Well, good, because I told you, you got to stop being a pussy, because at a certain point, we just have to live our lives and not live in fear.
I know
we're afraid. I'm afraid every day. I'm afraid of getting fired from this job, getting, you know, can't, whatever. But I'm so sick of this. I have to live my life. We're paid for our opinions, so we should start giving them and be honest about things and be respectful, but be honest. And
of course.
With your comedy, too, it's a joke. It's supposed to be
a
joke. An exaggerated
definition.
An exaggerated version of reality that you're trying to portray here. It's based in some sort of truth, but holy cow.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to stop this. This is ridiculous. We have to talk about things.
Yeah. And it's the bit that in question, and I've done this on stage a few times. I haven't done it a lot, but I've done it a few times. It's making fun of myself. Like the reason why I didn't protest last year is because I was too fat to walk 7 miles down Bayshore Boulevard. Like, that's the whole joke. You know what I mean? And it's like the punchlines within it are all part of that joke. And it's done super well, like in very diverse audiences, you know, of every kind of race, you know. So it wasn't like I'm just doing this joke to like a super conservative audience or something. You know,
I
don't know.
And we've talked about that it doesn't even matter what you say. It's how people heard what you said and how they twist it in their own minds. We get calls
and
all
the time
with stuff like, you were saying this. No. No, we didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not worried about doing it at a comedy club where I've done it. I'm worried about it being on the internet and people taking it the way they want to take it and trying to ruin me, you know? So, and you're right. At some point, I got to go, you know what? I'm putting my content out there. Like, I can't let this very small group of super pussies control the content that I give to everybody. You know, it's just crazy. Dave Chappelle, I haven't heard the episode yet, but I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen this week. But he was on another episode of Rogan, like 3.5 hours. And basically, he calls out cancel culture. He calls out SNL. He apparently went off, you know, which is what we need. We need the goats to do that.
We need celebrity. And I'm sure that celebrities are running scared, too. They got a great cushy gig where they're at in Hollywood, and they don't want to ruin it by, you know, speaking their opinions on certain things, because there is an approved narrative. And if anyone dares move outside, they get tracked. Gal Gadot, is that her name?
Wonder Woman
chick?
Yeah.
She posted support for, she's a veteran of the Israeli army, and she posted stuff about the Israeli army today and just got, you know, berated. Now, where you fall on that conflict, I don't really know enough about it. War's bad, it's terrible, but they've been fighting forever. And she voiced support for her tribe. That's her team. And I don't even really, I think she just said, like, war is terrible and I'm a veteran of the army. I can't even remember exactly what she said, but it wasn't anything like screw, you know, Palestine or anything.
Yeah, down
like
with
that.
Palestine.
Yeah, it wasn't anything like that. But in response, she got a bunch of stuff, you know, a lot of anti-Semitic stuff and a lot of. So, but, you know, that's not she's not in the approved team. So that was ballsy of her to even say anything. We saw what happened with Gina Carano and they even tried to go after Dave Chappelle after he said that trans
Good
joke
luck.
That he had. But he's too big. But that's what we need, is voices out there of people just being like, you know what? I'm not playing the game anymore. I understand though. That's, man, it's tough.
Tough
when you're making millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is keep your mouth shut. I understand the hesitancy, but if we want to get to some sort of normalcy in this culture, people have to start stepping up, and it has to start with celebrities. That's like the Donald Glover story we did yesterday, where he's like, "Yeah, it's making bad art. which I totally agree with.
Movies are boring.
Donald, we're trying to figure out who did this. You know, it's like, go out there and start making stuff that's not approved by the by the people who are in control of the narratives. And hopefully he will, and hopefully this starts slowing down, because it's just
You can be a Democrat and not be an idiot and an a-hole. Like, you can be in either side of the party and still be sensible. My girl, Leah, is a Democrat. She's not nuts, but, you know, she leans left. And I'm okay with it. She's the love of my life. But even I came home the other night, and she's watching 16 Candles. Great John Hughes movie from the 80s. Anthony Michael Hall, Molly Ringwald. Great flick, right? John Cusack's in it, by the way. John Cusack, super woke now. And that movie is riddled with, borderline racist and date rapey stuff. All the 80s movies were. So the whole movie, he's basically trying to get girls drunk, bang them. He's being very touchy-feely. You know, it's a teenage angst kind of movie. There's a character named Long Duck Dong, right? So I walk in and I go, babe, you know, this show's not appropriate for today's age. She's like, yeah, that's ridiculous. It's a movie. It's made for entertainment. People need to relax. And I'm like, okay. I'm glad that she's not a nut job. You know what I mean? Like, yes, she,
I think the vast majority of, I don't think it's people who would label themselves as Democrats are the problem in all this. It's people that are in control of media, which tend to be very, very far left. They come from universities.
Right.
Universities are overwhelmingly, there's more outward. They did a study, Jonathan Haidt did a study or something, and they found that there's more openly people who identify as Marxist than there are conservatives on college campuses. So
yeah, my son admitted to that, actually.
Oh yeah,
he's in college. Yeah.
so you know, and who do you, you know, when you're malleable like that, when you're 18 years old and your brain and you're appealing to authority because your professors are. They're actually losers, the majority of them, but I went through college and they're mostly losers. And, and in retrospect, now that I think about it, but you think that they're cool and they're smart and they know.
I know
things.
I did. I looked up to all my professors. I thought they were gods.
Mm-hmm. So, then you get out in the world and, you know, we were told that this sort of, once they get out into the real world, you know, they won't be able to live this life, this fantasy land like they had on college campuses. But then they just went in there and demanded it. And a lot of people went, okay. And now newspapers are taking over, you know, all sorts of media is taking over. So with that perspective.
Yeah.
So that's when they write stuff. We did the story last night where Refinery29 wrote about, Elon Musk was appropriating Gen Z lingo. And they Elon Musk is under fire. And you go, yeah, from you. It's them writing the stuff and starting the fire. And then it gets picked up by all these other outlets. And since that's what's out there. That's the news. Why would they lie? People consume that media. And I think most people go, yeah, this is ridiculous. I don't believe any of this. But they also go, but I should also keep my mouth shut because I don't want them to write anything about me. And it's the cops don't even have to show up to work anymore.
And I get it too from a business standpoint, right? Like I was getting annoyed with TMZ today, right? Because you know they're another form of corporate media, and they're really just playing on every race hot button topic they can get on, right? It's like, and I'm like, come on, guys, like we need to try to move like in a different direction, like stop pitting everybody against each other. This is not healthy for anybody, and it's goddamn annoying at this point, right? Like, stop. Like, this Tim Tebow thing is driving me nuts, too, because, look, you can have an opinion on it. That's fine. If you think it's unfair, that's fine. But it shouldn't be national news. I mean, this guy is being painted. Like, people are hating him so bad right now. And I grew up a Florida State fan. I did not enjoy Tim Tebow when he was whipping up on my Florida State Seminoles. I did not enjoy the attention grab when he was kneeling and praying before the games. It was annoying because I thought he was like an Instagram girl just trying to get people to look at him. And I still feel like that's kind of what he was doing. But he's been a pretty model, like an unbelievably model citizen for the last 10 years. And he's done nothing but impress me with how good of a guy he's been. And then he gets an opportunity to get in the NFL. And look, it's a business. This is a business move. They're going to sell so many Tebow jerseys. He's playing for his hometown where he grew up. Everybody in America loves him. Okay, everybody. Nobody's had a reason to hate him. And that, even black people, white people, black people, everybody loves Tim Tebow, unless you hate the Gators. Then I get it, right? But then he gets his opportunity, and it has zero to do with race. But everybody's making it out to that. I didn't even – look, not even a little tinge, and I'm very good. Like, I have this, you know, this spidey sense. I can tell before a story happens that it's going to happen. I didn't see that one coming. Like, I myself said, oh, God, he's 33. I said, that'll be interesting to see if he makes the team. I mean, looks like a publicity stunt to me, and it kind of is. But people are talking about it. But it got spun into a negative thing, and all of a sudden, all these players start coming out because the NFL Network did it, CNN did it, all these at TMZ did it. They're like, why? Well, look, Colin Kaepernick kneeled just like Tim Tebow kneeled, and they wouldn't let him play. I was like, that. Those are totally different situations. You know what I mean? Like, well, I mean, I get it. There was, I still don't have a problem that Colin Kaepernick kneeled. I don't care that he kneeled. That's his right. But you can't compare the two.
He had plenty of opportunities to get back into the league, and he squandered them all. He wanted money. He demanded to be released. He had a workout. He changed the workout. He made the scouts travel across the city to another play. He doesn't want to play football. He's making way more money doing what he's doing now.
Yeah.
You feel about it.
He's a successful activist right now. He's doing good with it.
He's doing great. He's putting out a book about abolishing the police that he edited. Yeah. So, I mean, he's doing fine. If he wanted to play, he probably could have made a team somewhere. That's his fault. I'm sorry.
Right.
And this is the thing with our culture, too, is there's never any introspection on if something didn't happen to me, then it's everybody else's fault. There's never
it would
any
be like,
sort of
right. It would be like me being pissed off because I'm not as successful as another radio personality that's successful. You know, I'm sorry, but that's just how the opportunity arose. And I didn't even do anything to cause a friction with the ownership and all that. Look, whether you agree with him, you know, how he protested or not, the fact is it caused a lot of controversy. A lot of people didn't appreciate that during the national anthem. Not myself. Didn't care. All right. But a lot of people did care. And owners didn't want to mess with him because they don't want to lose money. That's the bottom line. Owners like money. That's the reason why you changed the name of your football team, because you don't want advertisers pulling out. So now you can't call your team the Redskins anymore because it's money. It's all money. However it plays, it may play in your favor. It may play against you, but it plays to money every single time. Tim Tebow going to Jacksonville isn't because he's white. It's going to make Jacksonville a ton of money. If Kaepernick goes to Jacksonville, they lose money. And that's the bottom line. It's got nothing to do with anything else.
And you know, you said, and you're right, that it's a business. And it's a business for these news outlets, too. Because they know
I get it.
you have algorithms, you have stats that tell you what stories are getting clicks and what aren't. So they put certain phrases together, and
it's
gets
annoying.
More clicks. And that's just the way it goes. And people, you know, that's a hot button issue. So they're liable to double up on clicks, much like radio, as we've learned and we've been told for a long time. People will listen if they love you. They'll also listen if they hate you. So you're going to get a lot of hate clicks on there, which is more ad revenue. So, I mean, it's just part of the game. That's a business, you know, on their end, too. And they don't care. They're just trying to keep their heads above water. Corporate press is spiraling, losing money, and they're trying to figure out this new way of you know, being relevant. And they're having a tough time with it. So they're grasping at straws and, unfortunately, going to tailspin us into a civil war.
That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about this revenue turning into more, you know, civil unrest and protests that don't need to happen because you're being pushed by the media. It's pissing everybody off even more. And then what happens in that? People die. People lose businesses. Bad things happen when you're controlled by a narrative. And that part really, really pisses me off, because I really think most people aren't racist scumbags, but they're you. Every time I turn on my TV now people are calling. I saw somebody call Tim Tebow David Duke of the NFL. He didn't do anything. Why is he in the KKK all of a sudden? He's
crazy.
A nice boy. Jesus Christ, man.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.